almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
CSUN 2018 in the exhibit hall here with Dan Gardner, the CEO of ViewPlus. You know, it's been a while since we've had ViewPlus on, and there's good reasons to bring them back because they have new embossers, new boxes, new lots of cool stuff. Dan, welcome back to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Hi, Blind Bargains listeners.
You know, I think it was 2011 I was looking up. Somehow we just keep missing each other at conventions, but not for good reason, because there's lots of cool stuff, starting with a new embosser called the Delta.
Yep, the Delta follows up on the Columbia, which I went crazy last year at the ECB conference.
Oh my gosh,
I saw
it's so
you.
Cheap for a Braille embosser.
Yeah, it's regular price is $34.95, but it's on sale right now for $16.95. And the Delta is its identical printer, except for it uses the cut sheet paper.
So, Delta or cut sheet printer, what is that? How does that differ between that and cut sheet printers, say, 5 years ago?
Well, we haven't had very many cut sheet printers.
Okay.
So we have the only one we have that's cut sheet is the color, the imprint, the spot dot.
Okay.
So that's the only one we've had, and that was just normal 8.5x11 paper because it was based on a HP inkjet.
Mm-hmm.
So the Delta allows you to use large format paper, so 12-inch wide and 18-inch long. If you want, so you can do much bigger.
Fanfold, if you would, right? You
yes.
do the four-page braille and all that.
Correct.
So being a modern embosser, what other features do you have? You have more modern Wi-Fi printing and things like that? Or
yeah, so we just announced at the show the Tiger Box, which allows you to upgrade any of your ViewPlus embossers to allow you to do Wi-Fi with text-to-braille on the fly. So it integrates in with using AirPrint technology, so cups on Android, AirPrint on iOS, and just send text to the printer, hit print, choose our printer, and it'll convert any of the text into Braille.
And we were talking before, that's a really interesting approach. Instead of having to try to create an iPhone app, an Android app, a Windows app, you did this so you could do one app and anybody could use it from whatever device they have, right?
Yeah, it's not really even an app, right? It's just a web page to configure.
App, if you will, yep.
Yeah, it's a web app to configure it, and then it just uses the built-in print functionality now that most apps on those devices have print.
And actually, they're very portable and built off of a Raspberry Pi.
So, correct.
Which is, in itself, a very powerful computer these days.
Well, yeah, we weren't even planning on it, but because it is flexible, we have the text to Braille on the fly, but it also works as you can upload a BRF file to it and have it print if you have already a formatted document, or if you want to print graphics even. It has a graphics printer driver as well. So we integrated on the Linux platform our full printer driver, so you can really print pretty much anything you can print to an ink printer, you are going to be able to print to a tactile printer.
And TigerBox, you don't have to have the Delta or Columbia. If somebody happened to have a embosser from a couple years ago, they could use this as well, correct?
Yes, it works with all of them. It's just you hook up to the USB cable to whichever printer you have connected. It'll recognize it, and it has all the printer drivers for all of our current printers on there. If you go back 15, 20 years, I might have to check.
Who knows, you never know with those printers that are on eBay or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you never know what you're going to get. The Delta, how much is that? Is it out now? Or?
Yes, it's out. It's $34.95.
Okay. And it is available now, as you said.
It is.
Awesome. So the Columbia and the Delta, is that do you have other models still that you're selling, or are those the two that you're focusing on now?
Well, those are our ones that are the Braille-focused machines. They also do tactile graphics, but they have the rounded Braille dots. So compared to the older ViewPlus technology that was the Tiger graphics that uses the triangular dot.
Mm-hmm.
So those are still very popular for graphics focus work, but when you want to really blend Braille with graphics, a lot of readers tend to enjoy the rounded dot more.
Is the resolution as high as the Tiger was?
It's a little bit different. The dot's a little bit bigger, so resolution's a hard word. So the dot spacing is 20 dots per inch fixed on the Tiger, on the older Tiger technology. This Tiger Plus technology that Delta, the Embraille, and the Columbia use and it has a 100 DPI grid, but because the dots are bigger, they have to be 17 inches or 17 dots per inch spacing.
That makes sense.
So it actually is, so you get smoother curves, you don't get stair steps, so it's a more realistic representation of the graphics in a lot of cases if you have diagonal lines or circles or curves. But the spacing, so again, what I see is that people that really are focused on using other people's embossers or used only Braille embossers, they really like this. If they were really focused on hand editing perfect Tiger graphics,
right?
You know, they'll stay that way.
I've had some listeners ask us $16.95, and it was even cheaper last summer for the Columbia. That's, we haven't seen a Braille embosser at that price in many, many years. How are you able to do that? Is it, you know, you're not compromising parts or features to do that at price, right?
No. It's designed. It's a $3,500 embosser, and you know we're trying to get it out there, right? So it's just been, what better way to spend marketing dollars than to put them into getting embossers in people's hands? Let them use them.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, if people want to put them in their own hands, what's the best way to contact you guys?
You can order them right on our webpage at www.viewplus.com.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.